Hey everyone, welcome to another edition of the Daily Aces podcast, your best source of tennis handicapping information in short form audio. My name is John at JR Tweets Tennis on Twitter. Of course, this is a joint project with Steve at Ace underscore previews and Alex at underscore NOOPS. We are going to each bring you different handicaps from different matches throughout the tennis season, starting, of course, with Wimbledon. Where better to start than with a Grand Slam? So this match, as you can tell by the title on the episode, is between Alex Bolt and Filip Krajinovic. It is Alex Bolt minus 1.5 sets. That is to say, Bolt wins either 3-0 or 3-1 in set score at $2.10 or plus 110 odds with Bookmaker. That is the play, and let me get in a bit as to why I like it so much. First off, let's talk about Alex Bolt being one of those Aussies who is comfortable on grass, has had success on the surface both this year and in the past, over 50 wins at the professional level, whether it be through ITF Challenger, Challenger events, qualies for the ATP Tour or Challenger as well. But overall, over 50 wins now in his career on grass at the professional level. So a clear comfort and a clear ability to play on them. Why? Well, he's got that big lefty serve. He's got those, he can flatten out his ground strokes, although sometimes he does hit that forehand when he needs to hit with margin. He will hit it with a bit of topspin, and that's fine as well if you're looking to play with some decent margin, if you're behind in a point. But he does have the game for grass as well. And I think here when he's taking on Filip Krajinovic, look, Krajinovic is someone who doesn't like the grass for whatever reason, and he also is in terrible form right now. Krajinovic enters Wimbledon without having played since the French Open. And even in that stretch of clay, he had a few wins in Monte Carlo and Belgrade. But after that, he lost, since the quarterfinals in Munich, he's lost 4 of his last 5 matches overall to Jan-Lennard Struff and Yoshihito Nishioka on clay. Not exactly world beaters. I mean, he was a $1.22 favorite on average across books at close against Nishioka in Madrid. And he lost that one 6-2, 6-4. Not convincing at all. Losing to Felix Auger-Aliassime seems a bit more respectable, although Felix's clay season was nothing to write home about either. So some suspect wins all culminate with him losing to John Isner as a favorite at Roland Garros. He has not played on grass yet this year. That's another red flag. And let's take a look at his overall career on the grass surface. Just 8 career wins, none since 2015 in a professional capacity. The caveat here is that he did play the Boodles exhibition event in 2019 and beat Martin Clichon. That, of course, though, the keywords there, exhibition. Other than that, his last win on grass came in the second round of qualifying for the Nottingham ATP event in 2015 against Jordan Thompson. And in the final round of qualifying for that event, he was routined 1-1 by Go Soeda. So not exactly any career form, historic form to go on for Krajinovic, no current form to go on for Krajinovic. And of course, you've got Alex Bolt in on a wild card because of his impressive run through the Nottingham Challenger the second week it was held. So there were 2 different challengers in 2 weeks. He came through as a qualifier, beating Felix Gill, who we saw put up some resistance in Wimbledon qualies. He beat Matt Ebden, although that was a retirement win. Sabach Vilch is a straightforward one he should have. Aidan McHugh put up some resistance this grass season. Got a retirement win from Richard Gasquet. And then, of course, beating Mackenzie McDonald in straights. And then Kamil Majszak, who also had a very good grass court season and just fell short of the main draw in qualies himself. That is a quality run to the Nottingham Challenger. So he does have more career experience and success on the grass. He's also got more form right now entering Wimbledon. And I think this one should be priced closer to $1.90 or $1.85, even if we're talking about the minus 1.5 sets market. I can't see Krajinovic winning this, and I can't really see him pushing it 5 sets or winning it combined more than 50% of the time, or more than 45% of the time, really. So this should really be a lot lower. $1.85 to $1.90 is where my true pricing is. Let me know if you guys agree on Twitter at JR Tweets Tennis.